A reading from Luke 14, 25-27. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple."
Well, we actually dealt with a passage like this, not dissimilar from this earlier on in the month. But this is different because Jesus is beginning to approach Jerusalem. And he mentions the cross, which I would like to ask you about. But he also uses, as you've pointed out, hyperbole, actually, to make a bigger point.
Right. Well, we know Jesus would not say, hate your father and mother and hate your wife and children. So you have to ask, what's going on here? I mean, Jesus talks about loving your enemies. So if you're going to love your enemies, certainly you're going to love the people closest to you. He's saying that your commitment to God should be so high that in comparison to your commitment and love to your family, it almost feels like you hate them. Now, obviously, he's not calling us to abandon our families. Jesus is pretty clear about being responsible citizens. And being a responsible citizen is caring for our family. So he's showing how radical the commitment is, that we would love God so much that people would accuse us of not loving our families in many ways. We experienced this as we were preparing to return to Mali for our second term. We had received a call that the mission wanted me to be the field director, and part of that calling was to move to another town, which meant our kids were going to have to go away to boarding school. And they were in fourth grade and second grade at that time. And that was part of the wrestling for us. We said no for 4 months for multiple reasons, but that was part of the picture of it. But God made it clear that we were supposed to do it, and we had to be obedient at that point. But we had family members that accused us of not loving our children and following God's call, that we were being irresponsible. And part of it is they couldn't understand how our commitment to the Lord caused us to trust the Lord that in a difficult thing that we were going to have to do, that he would take care of our kids and take care of us in the same way. And so there are moments in life we have to make choices where people on the outset are going to say, wow, you weren't very loving to your family. But in the end, you are being loving because you're loving them by following your Lord ultimately in his calling in life.
That's a beautiful illustration of what we come up against when we have to make these choices, and they seem counterintuitive. I mean, what parent will leave their child, you know, in fourth grade and send them off to a school far away in the hands of people who are not you? It's very counterintuitive, and yet I think when you find yourself in these situations, it's a good thing, even though it's painful, because you know that you at least have conflict in terms of your natural inclinations against God's inclination for you at that moment. And anybody that says that this is easy is just actually misrepresenting what it actually is.
And that's why you need to know that you know what your calling is. The story continues about this whole, the reason this passage made me think of that event is after we announced we were going and all of this complaint came from our family about what we were doing, Ingrid was home a week alone because I was out traveling for ministry. And every day at noon, she turned on the radio to a Christian radio station in our community. And every day at noon, they played the same scripture passage as their devotional thought for the day. By the third or fourth day, she wanted to call a friend and say, turn your radio on because I want to find out if you're hearing the same message that I'm hearing. And part of it was the radio station had gone on vacation that week, and so they had pre-recorded everything, and it was playing the same programming every day. And in God's design, that was the scripture verse that she heard every day.
This one?
Yes. There was a confirmation to her that there'll be those who look on who say that you're not loving your children, but in loving God fully, you really are loving your children.